Since the dawn of time, there have been stories of great heroes and their victories. This is no such story. After the events of the Sanctum Sanitarium, one half of the Harbingers find themselves careening through a wormhole right into the back of the Ménagerie à Trois. How convenient! After catching the Baron up on recent events, they're focused on reuniting with the rest of the group, but the Baron has other ideas.
I'm merely suggesting. I'm idea man. Besides, after whatever you've been doing, I thought vacation good thing.
Baron, how could you possibly think we have time for a vacation?
Seriously? Although, I guess technically this whole crazy scenario is kind of a vacation. Like if National Lampoon wrote a C-quality sci-fi.
I actually think some rest could do us some good. I have a couple projects I need to finish anyway.
And to be fair, the Baron has had worse ideas.
Like tap shoes for Atreides. Poor guy just loves Riverdance.
Michael Flatley? More like Michael Crapley, am I right?
Maybe? No.
Fine. Where would you suggest we go, Baron? Probably some crazy beachfront resort with all-you-can-eat burritos or something.
Exactly! Beach Babycon 5 is a lovely planet. I take you, you love it.
Professor Dig Dug always loved the beach and sand beneath his toes.
Hooray! It sounds like everyone agrees with Baron.
Does it?
Yes! So onward to Beach Babycon 5 for nice relaxation times before things go to shit again. For you, not for me. I'd be fine. Baron always fine.
After the Baron sets down in the nearby port, they pass through a small market where the locals are selling their wares, including...
Sweet Mother of Mary Tyler Moore. This is an amazing burrito. It's been so long since I've had one, let alone one this delicious. Come to Papa.
Gross. You, Dave, not the burrito.
Whoever invented the burrito was definitely onto something.
Burrito probably my best invention, but all food in pile, wrap, then into face, but don't need plate or spork. Beach Babycon 5 folks love so much they have standing order.
So you invented the burrito, huh, Baron?
Of course! I'm Burrito Baron of Burrito Baron, and Burrito Baron Borracho Nachos, in my spare time.
No. No way, Baron. That is such a blatant lie. Even for you.
No, it's truth. I invented original burrito. Made with snake venom and beetles. Many, many deaths, though, so I changed recipe to salsa and beans. Turns out much better.
Wait. I have to admit, I was skeptical of this whole rest and relaxation idea, but these burritos are totally worth it, whether you invented them or not, Baron.
Everyone continues to munch on their respective burritos as they head further into the resort grounds, taking in more of the ambiance. Eventually, they come out to the beach.
Hey, watch it! If you make me drop my burrito, I'll cut a bitch.
Aw, man, dude. I'm so sorry, lady brah. Totally my bad.
Yo, bro, gotta be careful, man. Everyone needs their space to chill. His bad.
My bad.
His bad.
My bad.
You guys have a rad day.
Rad day.
The temperament of the locals here is really passive and relaxed. I've never been anywhere like this.
Everyone is certainly very tranquil.
I bet Joan would love it here.
Here we are.
Here we are what? What's going on? Where did you get that tent?
I mean, are you really surprised?
I've been wanting to test out my mixology skills, so going to set a bar right here called Baron's Booze Buffet. Already have idea for drink. Captain Time Cookie. Tastes like cookie from way back in time. People love it.
Where does the captain part come from?
Exactly!
Yeah. back on the Menagerie à Trois, TJ, or should we say Retrobot 531-8008, finally feels safe enough to creep out of hiding.
Yeah, finally! I can only beatbox responses for so long! My jowls are so tired! I mean, seriously, what a mouth workout! Oh well, time to beat feet off this ship. I guess I should probably give Loggy a ring and send their coordinates. Beeps and boops. Loggy's gonna be so proud of me, I just...
Hello?
Loggy, it's me! It's your cousin, DJ! Frankie, become a DJ, remember?
Him?
Oh man, you'll never guess where I am. I snuck into the Baron's ship, and well, I had to beatbox a lot, but...
Out with it! My tiny umbrella drink is getting warm.
They're on Beach BabyCon 5. It's actually such kind of rad. Like, there's a lot of beaches.
I know! I'm already here on a business trip. Sure. That.
Oh, well, good. I'll just trace the coordinates to find you, and we can relax on the beach together. Just like old times.
Well, those were the worst.
Okay, bye!
As the Baron begins setting up his booze buffet, Zula takes stock of their surroundings. Off in the distance, beyond the hard bodies, fruity beach drinks, a never-ending party, she spots small areas cordoned off by yellow tape. Guarding the areas are a few, cops. If cops wore skin-tight swimwear and flippy-flops...
Oh my gods! Look!
Holy shit! There's like 6 dead bodies strewn about the beach!
What the fuck?
It looks like we stumbled on some sort of killing spree!
Another tasty Baron invention, the killing spree! But again, like original burrito... Too many deaths. Sweet, tangy candy deaths.
Zula, what are you doing?
I feel like instead of doing what you're doing, maybe we should get on our merry way the fuck out of here.
Don't worry. I want to see what's going on. It might not be that serious.
Go investigate! Make friends! Bring back to Baron's booze buffet and all your dreams come true.
Sure, Baron. I'll do exactly that thing. You! Are you in charge? I suppose you look officerly.
Hey, miss. Like, there's nothing to see here. Please go about your normal, awesome, and chill beach business.
What happened here?
Oh, man. I have, like, no idea. I just got here.
Well, it looks like this poor person has been murdered.
What? Yeah, probably. But we'll figure it out. Totally. In the meantime, why don't you just go party on? I hear there's a new Baron's Booze buffet opening later. Totally wish I could go.
What? How? You mean the one right over there? That I just came from?
How'd you score those ticks to get in before the grand opening? Totes jelly, yo.
I know a guy. Ugh. Thank you. You've been present.
Zula makes her way back to the rest of the group at Baron's Booze Buffet, where Ted is hard at work on... something. As the rest of the group finishes more burritos and washes them down with poor life choices, ambivalence, and more burritos.
Well, that was an exercise in futility. She knew absolutely nothing, except that there was a new Baron's Booze Buffet opening and I should, party on there.
It's truth!
Hey, where did all these people come from?
I'm not really sure. They just kind of wandered up, ordered drinks, and started hanging out.
Yeah, I guess they heard that we were the life of the party and wanted in on that action. Up top! Fine.
Really?
What? I'm about to leave myself hanging.
This is absurd. How are all of these people so relaxed when there are multiple murder scenes within a few short steps?
It's just how they are. Relax, princess. You're like worst beach party person ever.
Zula, I echo your concerns. I'm not sure I like where things are heading. That's why I built this!
What is it? Science stuff?
I'm so glad you asked. It's a communicator wristwatch tracking device thing.
Science.
It should hone in on the signal of the other team and tell us how to get them. Ass.
You're like a squiddly Dick Tracy.
That's excellent, Ted. Dave, not so much.
Out on the beach, Ted and Zula lead the way to the first crime scene. Once they arrive, he gives the scene a steady once-over.
Well, what's the verdict?
It's best to wait until we collect all the data before running any of the analytic algorithms.
Agreed.
Whoa, man, what's that thing? Gonna have to ask you to hand that over.
No.
Well, that's fair. At least go check out the rest of this gorgeous beach, though.
Okay.
What the hell just happened?
I think the locals must have elevated levels of dopamine and serotonin in their brains to keep them so docile. They don't seem to really have a grasp of confrontation. fascinating. I'd love to run some tests on them to get a better understanding.
Science.
Seriously, why are you being so obnoxious, Melissa?
I don't know. I guess I kind of miss Dylan.
Vroom.
Anyway, back to the task at hand, please. I worry that a people so docile can't defend themselves from this attacker.
The group soon comes upon another crime scene, this one much like the previous, yellow tape outlining the area in the sand where a single male body is sprawled about.
Hey. Excuse me, sir. This is totally a crime scene and, like, man, you shouldn't be here.
Oh, like, that's totally so cool. We're just, like, collecting some info and stuff. It'll only take, like, a few seconds.
Aw, oh, man, for real? That's cool, man. Just don't want you guys to miss the party.
Hold on.
Tubular. Later, bros.
Wow. This is, like, ridiculously easy.
Yeah, I find the ease at which we're meandering about the crime scenes and collecting evidence, even though we aren't cops in any way, just a tad disconcerting.
Speaking of disconcerting, on a hammock closer to the water, away from most beachgoers, sways the Dark One.
You know, if I wasn't so hell-bent on destroying all of existence, I could get used to this hammock beach business.
Sweet sciatica! This Captain Cookie Cutter's got some bite! I can definitely taste the captain, and, here's some plastic, but, I can't figure out the rest.
Oh, TJ, where the hell did you come from?
I was at the bar! Or did you mean,
wait!
Like,
hold that thought! I am sure I don't care!
Well, since someone won't let me express myself through the timeless art of pottery, I figured why not try my hand at being a sommelier?
Frankie!
Cuz, why?
We're only here to blend in and continue this little cat and mouse game. It's the thrill of the chase. And also, hammock. It turns out, I do love a good hammock. Who knew I was a hammock guy?
Well, I mean, you'd be crazy not to be.
Right? And then there's this whole rampaging beach resort murder thing going on. Clearly, our friends are going to find this guy and put him out of his misery. I'm going to attribute his capture to his slip-sloppy technique.
You know, that's totally fair. He's literally leaving bodies everywhere.
Maybe I can offer him some professional advice. One crazed murderer to another. Take him under my wing, as St. John did me, perhaps.
Aw, cuz. You know, that'd be real nice of you. Be super
On second thought, I'd rather kill him right in front of Scooby and the gang. I think that's kind of my thing now. It's settled! But first, more hammocking.
Which one's Scooby?
Oh, who cares?
I was cruising by BV Dums and his Captain Cookie Cuts. I saw a cutie with a booty which I wanted to tear up. Introduced myself and said...
Off in the jungle of Beach Babycon 5, Ricky Montana paces around his bamboo hut, waxing rhapsodically about his next move.
Dude, I can't stand it. These people don't even know what goes into a good beach party. It's not complicated. No brunettes. No one-piece swimwear. No uptight bros. I mean, what the hell is a one-piece anyway? It's like they're not even trying! As for the bros, well, there's gotta be a certain level of chill. I mean, come on. We're on the beach, bro. Not some other unchill place. Take off your nerd glasses and put on your sunglasses. Lucky for me, it hasn't exactly been hard to remove them from the equation. Vivisection is boring. Stabbing is old. Decapitation is harder than it looks. Right? Totally gonna go with an axe this time. Classic! I should probably take some rope just in case. Oh, forgot my sex on the beach. Delicious. I do love fruity drinks. As all chill bros should. Okay, Sasha Van Beach Shorts, since you can't follow the rules of the party lifestyle, it's time you got bounced from life.
Hello, gang of ragamuffins. Welcome back. What would you like to drink? Have no drink, like Mai Tai, only instead of being not on fire, it's on fire. Big crowd pleaser.
You know what? I'm totally into that. Yes, please.
Coming right up. Anyone else?
Nope, not even a little. You look busy enough anyway. This place is fucking packed. I should probably keep my wits about me if we're gonna find this killer. Ted, what do we know?
Well, the victims are both male and female. The women had dark hair, were found on the beach, sometimes in pieces, in one-piece swimwear. The male victims, on the other hand, were dressed in a more stereotypical business-style fashion. Of note, all of the crime scenes were located at the heart of themed parties.
Really? This whole resort is one big party, turd.
I identified the tattered clothing on the victims as costumes, and they all had wristbands that were registered to Beach BabyCon 5 Events, Inc.
Must be for Carnival Party. It's wild, crazy series of parties every night for 1 week. Wristband needed for entry.
Not that I'm remotely surprised, Baron, but how exactly do you know that?
It's biggest week for Burrito Baron and Burrito Baron's Borracho Nachos.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Ted, I'm not sure this information is going to lead us to the killer. Do they have anything else in common? Can you provide some kind of profile to help us narrow down a list of suspects?
Let me see.
Well, if all of his victims have gone to the carnival party, maybe that means something. Carnival might have some special meaning for him.
Or her. Hashtag equality, am I right? Up top.
If you don't stop that, I'm going to take the hand.
Here. It looks like these murders share similar qualities like ones from a few years ago. During carnival, a young woman was chopped to bits in the midst of one of the waves. It looks like they had a suspect, but all the evidence was circumstantial. Her boyfriend at the time was pretty distraught. They couldn't make it stick.
Is this some sort of Law & Order SVU ripoff?
Well, then that's where we start. Give us a description, and we'll split up and see what we can find.
Medium build, blonde hair. He's also only got one eyebrow thanks to a horrible accident with a tiki torch.
Ha! Dummy.
Ted, you come with me. Let's go check his last known address.
Melissa and I will canvass around here since Baron's booze buffet is where the party's gonna be later.
Sounds good. We'll rendezvous back here at sunset and see if anyone has any leads.
Sorry, gang. I dropped cocktail shaker. Ding dong, clunk, clunk.
Beach dick. We all want the beach dick. It's the legend of beach dick. Oh, lovely beach dick.
Leaving Dave and Melissa behind to canvass the partygoers, Ted and Zula set out through the crowd, soon approaching the resort itself.
His address in the case report is a room in the resort.
Hopefully that hasn't changed. I'd like to get this whole murder mystery solved sooner rather than later.
Yo, man. You rad dudes need a room?
Not exactly. We just had a couple of questions.
Oh, whatever you say, my giant lady bro.
Groan.
Does Ricky Montana still live here? This is his last known address.
Nah, brah. Ricky moved out a while ago after what happened to Sunshine. Talk about a major bummer, right?
Yes. Do you happen to have a forwarding address for him, or do you know where we could find him, perhaps?
Last I heard, he had himself a little bungalow just inside the jungle off by the beach. He's not there, your best bet is probably hanging around Carnival tonight. No one misses such a rad party.
We'll be sure to do that. Thank you, dude.
Totally tubular.
I wonder if Dave and Melissa are having any luck.
This is easily the laziest detective work ever.
You're not wrong. Well, we've at least spoken to a few people. We got his name. Ricky Montana sounds like a lewd sex act in the Pansexual Kama Sutra.
Yeah, well, let's just sit here and people watch for a while. Use our powers of observation. You take that end of the bar, and I'll take this one.
Melissa leans away from Dave as he slowly turns his gaze toward his end of the bar. Everyone looked like a bunch of extras in a slasher film, happily drinking their drinks and making merry. Further back, behind the first few rows of partiers, Dave locks eyes with a less jovial character.
Man, these guys over here with their stupid happy faces are just the worst. I can't stand.
I think I see him.
What? Where?
There. Just a few rows back behind the bar, toward the edge of the tent thing.
Melissa slowly turns around and scans the crowd, her gaze gliding over the singular, unsavory character in the bar.
That shifty-eyed motherfucker? That's gotta be him. Let's go.
Before they can get off of their bar stools, Ricky is sprinting away, weaving in and out of the packed bar. Dave and Melissa dart after him, pushing their way through the increasingly inebriated crowd. By the time they get to where Ricky was, he's far ahead of them, disappearing into the jungle.
Ah, damn it! We're gonna lose him in this sea of drunks!
Use one of your stupid magic spells! Fireball his ass!
There's too many people!
Ugh, fine. Come on. Let's keep after him. Dylan taught me some tracking techniques I've been wanting to try out anyway.
Ted and Zula make their way back toward the bar, meandering through the throng of people.
I must confess I will be happy to solve this mystery and be rid of these people and their laissez-faire attitude towards pets.
I have to spend more time among them. They offer a potentially fascinating study in brain chemistry with endless implications.
To each their own, Tedry. Let's just focus on the task at hand, though, shall we?
Right, of course. Wait, hold on a second. I recognize that robot.
Of course you do.
That's the beat machine from Baron's ship. But there's something about him that looks, familiar. Wait, I've seen that Wayfish grin before. That's TJ, the Dark One's cousin.
TJ? Surely if he's here, the Dark One can't be far. We need to get back to the Baron.
This way, I think I see a shortcut.
Across the jungle, Dave and Melissa are tracking the path of Ricky Montana when they hear some excited footsteps headed in their direction.
Oh man, I bet he's trying to flank us. Get down and we'll spring an ambush on him.
I'll cast a binding spell across the path. That should stop him in his tracks. Up top.
Bring it on, Dicky Donk Tana! Ugh, I felt really douchey just saying that.
I'm gonna bind him so hard, gonna go down to Bound Town.
On the other side of the jungle, Ted and Zula are winding their way in pursuit of TJ.
How much farther?
Just up ahead. I think I see him.
I'm gonna make him pay for his crimes. He won't know what... What is this sorcery?
Dave, shut him up. The beach doesn't need to hear what's going on.
Good idea. One silence coming right up.
Oh, shit. I think that's... Ted and Zula. Shit, now they're bound in silence.
Oh, dude. You just got owned, bro.
Oh, yeah? We'll own this. Son of a bitch! A net gun? What is this, Running Man?
Well, the only thing that's gonna be Running Man is your blood out of your body. Once I string you up and slice you up.
Yeah, I got it. Jesus. Of course it was the boyfriend. How goddamn cliche.
Boyfriend? Boyfriend? Sunshine wasn't my girlfriend, babe.
Oh, no, you.
I just hated the irony.
The irony?
Dude, her name was Sunshine, but her hair was like super dark. Like, what gives, bro?
Are you serious right now, or...
Well, yeah, but then it was so easy to get away with. Circumstantial evidence. Those lame beach rent-a-cops don't know the first thing about solving crimes.
Well, you're not wrong.
At this point, like, I just want to see how much I can get away with. Which, as it turns out, is a lot.
Well, whatever you're gonna do, you'd better do it fast. The Baron will be here any second.
No, he won't.
Yeah, you're right. Shit!
I will!
And it's me, TJ! I'm coming for you, Ted!
Got it!
I'll save you, buddy!
Who the hell are you, bro?
Well, I guess we're all fucked. Damn it!
I am the God King!
Did you just call me, bro? I mean, really, I hate being called bro.
Yeah, man, he totally called you bro!
Silence!
Yeah, bro, I did. Like, what are you gonna do about it? Bro!
He is gonna fuck your shit up, that's what!
Well, you're not wrong! See these lovely friends of mine you've incapacitated somehow? I've got my own plans for them, and quite frankly, I don't like the competition. You're entirely too sloppy for my liking.
That's what... Nah, I can't. It doesn't feel right. No one would believe I said it anyway.
Anyway, Ricky, why don't you just run along before I explode your face all over your face?
Listen, bro, I don't like your tone.
How about those sweet tones, huh? All analog. I'm a big fan of old school. It's just, I don't know, warmer.
Listen, Ricky, I've already given you more chances than I've given to entire TV audiences. So why don't you just take your...
Sweet Jesus! Did his ass just fall out of his body? Gross!
It did! Now, Melissa, I know you're probably thinking, oh shit, my life is over. Surely the God King Laugande is going to kill me next. And under normal circumstances, you'd be right. But I have something bigger and better planned for you all. And hey, a little psychological warfare never hurt anyone, which is why it wasn't as fun. But never mind that. Just make sure to tell all of your compatriots that I actually spared your lives here. the look on their faces will be priceless.
And, Death Shadow's here too. And maybe you could make me sound like some sort of gallant knight to his damsel in distress. We can ride off.
Enough! I think she gets the point. And with that, my fair lady, we bid you adieu.
Oh, thank God. Holy shit!
And that net looks horrible on you, by the way. I mean, really stupid.
I don't even...
Good Lord, what happened?
Oh, you know, Ricky knocked you out, the Dark One appeared, Ricky called him a bro, and the Dark One made his ass fall out of his body. Standard jungle fare, really.
What? The Dark One? We gotta get back to the Baron and get the hell out of here! I'm removing the binding spell and we're hauling ass back!
Oh my God, we only saw bits and pieces of what happened, but we heard everything! I can't believe the Dark One just spared us!
If he spared us, he surely has something much more sinister in mind for us all. We have to get back to the Baron and make sure he's okay!
Man, the suspense is killing me! If the Dark One is all-powerful and just wants to kill these guys, why spare them? Did the Baron create any new, surely dangerous food or drinks? How was the rest of the carnival? Find out next time on...
A Beginner's Guide to Interplanetary Destruction!